to me it was just the feeling, particularly as I got older, of not feeling very well defined. I was really feeling like a collection of experiences. Like in, you might learn that as a theoretical idea when you're 19 in college, as an idea of existentialism. Yeah. But as I get older anyway, I feel it as a reality. Like you feel very unclear about what exactly you are, where exactly you're going, and what the point of the entire journey is. But the idea of that double consciousness, to want something and to not want it exactly the same time, really interested me, because state of mind that we elaborate on a lot in our fiction, in our films, but it's real. Closest to how I feel when I'm moving through the world, which is a little bit, I guess, lost sometimes. The hardest thing when you're writing is to recognize that class, whatever class you happen to be in, is a total and complete bubble. It shapes your reality. It shapes your understanding of even the most basic thing. It just would be my gut instinct that the more kind of Puritan and neat our lives have become, and certainly for my generation, I remember an article years ago when I was in college describing us as the new Victorians. We all got married, we had children, we bought our houses, and I have to feel like the Victorians, that it isn't all cupcakes and nicely cut lawns. Am I wrong, people? I think there are things going on. People have desires that aren't, you know, finished and completed in marriage, and life continues, and also life is long.
And both your central female characters have these, as their friends would say, but I think as lots of readers would think, rather lovely husband to whom they both do rather devious, bad things, actually.
Yeah.
And then they meet up in the last section of the novel to kind of, and the thing they most have in common on in that last section is they've both done something rather deviously bad to these matchlessly attractive and pleasant...
Yes. Well, I guess it's a bit of a cynical view of friendship, but I have found in my experience that quite often we make bonds with people at the expense of other people, you know, in our intimate lives and also in a larger social way. To get ahead, somebody else has to lose. That's kind of logic of the social lives we have. So I kind of wanted to play with that idea all the way through, both like in the city, in the social structure, and very intimately between friends.
Mm.
And also the idea, I don't think is completely untrue, that women have extremely intimate relations with each other, no? And as they get older, they become more intimate, and quite often over the heads of the men in their lives.